Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey, and we're here on the campus of Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm delighted to be back. We've been able to meet with several people, do a couple episodes of Christ the Center, but today we're doing an episode of Reformed Media Review, speaking with our guest today, Dave Woolen, who works for Reformation Heritage Books. Welcome, Dave. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We are very excited to have you here in person. We had the opportunity, at least our good friend Rob McKenzie through Reformed Forum, he gets around to the various conferences. He was at the Shepherd Conference recently and spoke with Dave and did a recording, but there was some issues with the recording and some other groups talking in the same room, and given the recording technology at the time, it was kind of unrecoverable. It wouldn't have been great to listen to, so we're delighted to be here today in person here in Grand Rapids so we can get a recording and get an updated discussion about what's going on at Reformation Heritage Books. We have with us Jim Cassidy, Jeff Waddington, and Glenn Clary. We're all sitting around a table here in a beautiful library surrounded by some wonderful old books. It kind of changes the ambiance. It's just more pleasant than when we're speaking through Skype and not able to see each other face to face. We love what's going on at Reformation Heritage Books. We read a lot of books from you brothers. Very thankful for your ministry and for all that you're producing. But we'd love to hear about what's on deck and what's going on. How have you been doing first off as an organization, and what do you have for us today?
Yeah, we've grown significantly in recent years, and we're up to producing around 40 books a year now, and we're expanding into other media as well, which we'll likely discuss today. Mm-hmm. We produce a growing number of living authors, but most of our authors don't demand royalties anymore. publishing them, the Reformers and Puritans especially. We have maybe 300-400 of our own titles now, across the spectrum, from children's books up to the academic PhDs and things like that. So we're excited about what God is doing through us. With Reformation Heritage Books being under the same roof as the seminary, I came 6.5 years ago to do my MDiv here. I finished about 1.5 years ago. And whilst doing my MDiv, I did 20 hours a week for the book company. I previously worked for an English publisher called Evangelical Press. Some people will be familiar with Ultimate Questions by John Blanchard and useful resources like that. And I transitioned in early 2012. And really, my role was to take the sales and marketing forward for Reformation Heritage Books and get our titles out to more conferences, to more bookstores, and to really raise awareness of particularly Puritan authors as we publish books about them and buy them still. So right from the big, thick volumes, the doorstops, right to the 100-page modernized Puritan writings that we regularly bring out too. So yeah, we have a lot to choose from here. And the bookstore itself, heritagebooks.org, has books from many of the trusted known Reformed publishers that you would know. And one of the great things is that every single book in that bookstore, Dr. Beakey, we put a pile in his mailbox, and overnight they're separated into two piles, the yes and the no. And so every single book in that bookstore is approved and has been glanced over. And so it's hopefully you can trust us in the choices that we make. So we're delighted to be able to serve the Christian community in this way. It's a real privilege. Over the last 2 weeks, I've had 3 people ask for my job, ask if I'm looking to move on, because it's a real privilege, because we get to go around all these different conferences. I'm flying to Scotland tonight, you know, things like that. So I know what a privilege it is to work in this industry. I used to work in the software industry, where it was, you know, cutthroat and you don't like the competition, but here the Christian publishers will all help each other out, and It's a wonderful community to be a part of. Rejoice when somebody else brings out a good book. And
That's a great thing. And it is nice on the conference circuit as it is. You know, you often see folks at the bookstore and get to connect. And I'm sure you've made some good friendships. And just in my limited exposure, I've made friends with, you know, Pat Daly, for example, over at Banner and other people that you see regularly. And it is... you know, you don't have people going to other book tables and sabotaging their stock or anything. But you're thankful.
Not for negative reasons. More, you know, they'll pull each other's leg a little bit.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But we'll all go out for a meal at conferences and things like that. Yeah, we know each other's books. And so often, you know, somebody asks for a book on a particular topic. Oh, yeah, P&R have a book on that. That's a good one. And we'll help each other out. It's a wonderful industry to work in.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love good, solid books. We always got to be about books, because that's where real good learning takes place. So what are some titles we have coming up? I mean, it's great to hear that you're expanding. You know, what are you really excited about here at Reformation Heritage?
I think I mentioned the spectrum that we publish. Mm-hmm. We do have to be sustainable, and we do have a number of popular level books coming out alongside those big tomes, sometimes that need to be translated from Dutch or Latin, that are incredibly expensive to do. And frankly, we don't expect to make a cent on them. So we have that balance, and I think you'll see that. In recent times, we've been bringing out a number of children's books by Simonetta Carr, on Luther and Vermigli and other people like that. And the next one in that series to come out is on John Newton. And so that one is in production right now, finalizing a few maps and things like that, lots of colorful illustrations in there. All the way up to another one that he's going to print this week, which a lot of people are excited about, a man called Petrus van Maastricht. Heard of him? Now we have what I think is probably the best endorsement you could ever have on a book from Jonathan Edwards. I'll read it to you. Have you heard this one before?
I'm sure one of us has.
Well, listen to it.
I mean, is he still doing endorsements these days?
Well, yeah, apparently. I challenge.
There's a Jonathan Edwards bot out there that's like tweeting.
Well, my challenge to you and every other publisher is to get a better endorsement than this for a book.
Yeah.
It says this at the end of quite a long paragraph. He says, about this book, Theoretical and Practical Theology, which will be a multi-volume work. He says, it is much better than Turretin or any other book in the world, excepting the Bible, in my opinion. That's not bad, is it?
Jonathan Edwards.
That's Jonathan Edwards. And so we have a lot of Edwardsians, I think they call themselves, very excited about this. This has been coming for years. It's been translated from the Latin, and I think it's five volumes that will be coming. And we've just had the index in, and we're literally waiting for the information from the authorities for the ISBN numbers and things like that, and then it can be sent to print. So I would expect that one to release mid-June, and so lots of people are waiting for that one with bated breath, because all the fans of Jonathan Edwards simply have not read his influences, and this is the first time in English we can do that. And we do other projects like that. We have another one called Johann Heinrich Heidegger, which is The Concise Marrow of Christian Theology. So we have a team of Latin translators all the time going through projects like this. And let me just tell you about an aspirational one we have as well. We're on the edge of beginning, we hope, to produce the complete works of Samuel Rutherford, people know Lex Rex, people know his letters, but 70% of his material, roughly, I think, is still in Latin, including an entire systematic theology. And so that might be, you know, an 8-10 year project, but that's something we're aspiring to do. And you know, we're quoting something like $700,000-$800,000 to do something like that, to get a team together. And so,
how does that typically work? You have the Dutch Translation Society, right? I mean, is there an organization of Latin translators? Is that something RHB goes and gets retainer on people, or hires people specifically, or on a project basis?
Well, it is based on different projects. Yeah. We've done a number of Latin translations before,
sure,
through different teams, and we use a small number of people now that are very trusted.
Reliable.
And there's one right now that's employed full-time,
oh, wow,
by us, which is doing, they're doing Petrus van Maastricht now.
Sure,
so this
sure
will be lining up behind that. Todd Restor is one of them. There's another guy, I believe, in North Carolina, maybe one in Florida.
Yeah.
David Noe, an OPC ruling elder here in Grand Rapids, right? Did the translation of the of Franciscus Junius's True Theology.
Right, and I think there could be more coming from Junius as well in
that's
the near future.
Very exciting. All of that's very exciting. That's a tremendous gift to the church, especially the English speaking church, I should say. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so that Rutherford project we think could be good. We've been doing a different level of project with no Latin translators involved at all. Just through the wall here at the seminary, we're in the room in the seminary which holds the books about the Puritans, so the secondary sources. Mm-hmm. Right next to us is the primary sources, where again you need a special card to get in there, and my understanding is there's a special
fire system, gas system. Yeah.
You've got like 18 seconds to get out of that room,
or you're going to suffocate.
We're saving the books, not you.
They don't use water, right?
No, that's right.
It's gas.
That's right. Uh-huh. So it sucks everything out, or I don't know, dumps something in there. But in there we have a few display cases. Which have some pre-editions of the Westminster Standards in there, which were used for proofreading. But one of the main books we have in there is a three-volume work by William Perkins. And I think Tim Challis had that as one of his important books when he was going through the important things in church history. And it was previously owned by Spurgeon and A.W. Pink, and then somebody in between, and now Dr. Beakey. Well, we've taken those three volumes and we've transcribed it and slightly modernized it, not much. And we've put footnotes in there as well to explain anything we have done. And now we're on volume 6 of 10 of the works of William Perkins. It's like The Institutes of the Christian Religion by John Calvin. It's like not having that as a Reformation document. This is the foundational Puritan document that has been out of print for 400 years. And now we're on volume 6, as I say, coming out before the end of the year. So that's been an enormous project for us mm-hmm. too. Very excited about that one coming out as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we have a number of other things that we're working on. We've previously had, I think, 3 Paul Washer books and 1 Paul Washer gospel booklet, which is now, I believe, in 26 languages. Well, we have 2 more small works from him coming before the end of the year. A version of a booklet that I think Chapel Library did, an expanded edition of that. Jeremy Walker worked on it, and it's 10 Indictments of the Modern Church, which actually when you read it is 11. We've also got a book called The Narrow Gate and the Narrow Way, which is effectively very similar to that shocking youth message that he did all those years ago that became very famous. So that's another exciting one that should be coming out, more on the evangelistic side as well. The one project that I'd really like to jump up and down about and get excited about is one that we're in the midst of right now. And it's trying to educate people about the Puritans from a different angle. And I think it's been mentioned on the review program before by Media Gratia, because we're doing it in partnership with them and Stephen McCaskill, the seminary, and RHB all together. And we're right in the middle of it. We've already been on one major filming trip. And the project is called Puritan, All of Life to the Glory of God. And we're trying to provide an on-ramp to the Puritans. When you go and listen to people like John Piper, John MacArthur, they often quote from the Puritans. They are their influences. And so we're trying to introduce a new generation to the magnitude, the importance of this group of theological giants, imperfect theological giants, I might add, from the 17th century predominantly. And so what we are doing is we are producing a 90 to a 100 minute like movie documentary, and as the on-ramp with sort of a documentary style approach, but with video footage, B-roll, if you like, from all the sites of the Puritans. And so we've already filmed Scotland and England, and we're going back in August to finish off England and London and over to Belgium and the Netherlands and other places. We've already been around multiple conferences and visited multiple speakers. So there's a vast number of people involved in the first DVD, which is that movie. And then the second and third DVDs are 15 to 20 minute homeschool, adult Sunday school, teen Sunday school lessons with a workbook. So digging deeper. And then with information to dig even deeper. Okay, what should I read on this person? Because, you know, 15 minutes on John Owen.
Yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, right,
I mean,
right.
How can you do that? He's not even finished the first part of his introduction yet.
We haven't finished reading the title.
So far, in the can, we have J.I. Packer, John Piper, Kevin DeYoung, Sinclair Ferguson, Jeff Thomas, Ian Hamilton, John Snyder, who's been in a lot of Media Gratia productions already, Jeremy Walker, Steve Lawson, many, many others. I can't even remember the list. I do have a list somewhere here. But then in the future, we have agreement from people like Ligon Duncan, Al Mohler, John MacArthur. We've already done Michael Reeves. He was at our seminary for graduation just a few weeks ago, and we had him in our TV studio here. We're filming Conrad Mbewe next week in Zambia. We've got Puritan scholars like Leland Ryken and others involved, some doing lessons on particular subjects that are pertinent to them or they have expertise, and others taking part in the main documentary. There's just a limited number of people we can put in the main thing. It will just get confusing with 40 different people involved. So, yeah, wonderful list of contributors. Derek Thomas, Steve Nichols from Reformation Bible College down in Florida. And, multiple people. And so we hope that will release early 2019 in time for all those conferences, and I think if you attend any of those conferences, you'll either see an extended trailer or maybe even the whole thing at some of these places. And we're doing a pre-sale now. There is an exclusive Puritan movie group for people who pre-order, and they can see a few clips from Kevin DeYoung last week and John Piper this week, and as we travel around filming. It has a unique soundtrack. It has animation. It's just a beautiful thing. We were in Scotland just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe, flying drones over Samuel Rutherford's monument at Anwath near the west coast, and then over Edinburgh and then over down into England. We went and visited a place that not many people go called Immingham, which is where the American branch left down a little creek out over to the Netherlands, and there's a piece of Plymouth Rock there and things like that. So we've been to all the different places in Oxford and Cambridge, and it's going to be quite a thing. And so you'll be familiar with other projects that Media Gratia worked on, like Logic on Fire, and then Stephen McCaskill, who's the director of this, worked on the Luther documentary. So we've got those teams together, because they only had to tell the story of one person. We're telling multiple people. Mm-hmm. And so we can only really touch on different people and different subjects in the main movie. And then 15 lessons on Puritan people and 15 Puritan themes is what we're trying to do. And so this is probably more than double the size of any of those projects to date. So we're extremely excited about that one coming out next year, and you'll hopefully see more of it in the next few months as well.
Oh, yeah, that's very exciting. So possibly, you know, by early next year, that's going to be out, and I'm sure everyone's going to be talking about it, and deservedly so. But that's a big project, but it's very exciting.
Well, one of the things we're struggling with is we'll have far too much material, you know, and we've already seen the material we filmed, and we just want to put it all in.
Mm-hmm.
How do we edit this down? Mm-hmm. That's our huge challenge, and so we might have like a director's cut edition from now, the 6-hour long edition or something.
I'd be all for it.
An outtakes reel too. I hope would be on there as a second DVD or something. Yeah.
We'll have to see how that works.
Where the drone, you know, bumps into the statue and kind of falls to the ground.
It's shut down. Shut down by a pheasant hunter.
Or the parts where we're threatened by security guards for even flying the drone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happened. That would be excellent.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, we have a number of books that have just come out that are of immense value. One of those that I'd mention is... called Graciousness by John Krotz. And I think it's pertinent in this day and age. It's just a small paperback. And it's about how do we speak the truth in love? I mean, we all see the trolls on the internet and those people who speak in all caps and things like that. And we need to remember to believers and unbelievers how we do speak with graciousness. And so that's an important one. Another one that just came out was called Watchfulness by Brian Hedges. And again, a lost spiritual discipline. But in all intimately linked, even when we publish these popular level books, they're still often quoting from the Puritans and drawing on the resources there. And so that one does draw on another book that we brought out, which is in our Puritan Treasures series called Holy Helps for Godly Living by Richard Rogers. And so that's another one that we've been promoting very much recently as well. So there's a number of other titles coming out from our own faculty and from historical writers. We've got James Durham on Job going to print in the next few weeks. Mm. We've even got a coloring book coming out.
Is it an adult coloring book?
No, it's not. Well,
those are all the rage.
Well, it could be,
yeah,
but it's not.
So, but I could do this with my kids, maybe.
You could.
Okay, good.
So
we'll stick to that.
We're not saying adults can't use it, but let me explain it.
Yeah, you can't have the promotional guy saying adults shouldn't get this, right?
No, absolutely not. So it's called A Colorful Past. Okay. And so it's a church history coloring book. So I believe it's 40 something different pages of scenes from church history for anybody, adults or children, to fill in with a little bit of a paragraph at the bottom about the moment in church history.
Cool.
So that one will be coming soon as well. And maybe just one more I'll mention, which is one of my favorite books. At Together for the Gospel, Mark Dever stood up on stage with one of our books called Reformation Heroes. It's like a coffee table book, landscape, beautiful book, gold embossed, explaining the entire Reformation, which again is kind of designed to be a children's book, but I've used that for adult Sunday school to teach. It's a wonderful book. And Mark Dever admitted the same, that during Reformation year he used it. And I would say within 15 minutes of Mark Dever lifting that book up, 300 copies were gone.
It's the golden touch. I mean, that's great.
And it
great.
Was like, why didn't we bring more? I know. You know, and we just didn't know that was going to happen.
Will he give you a heads up on something like that sometimes?
Well, yeah, they brought 300 in for that reason.
For that reason, but...
But we could have probably sold three times that. But anyway, never mind. But anyway, I say that for this reason. We have a partner volume to that book coming out in October called Puritan Heroes.
Oh.
So it'll be another coffee table, high-quality style book that will be coming out. That one, Puritan Heroes, has... a picture of, I believe it's Christopher Love, about to put his head on the block, which, you know. And then the first volume has got on the cover a picture of Latimer and Ridley, play the man Ridley for the Today We Will Light Up Such a Candle, you know, and that as they're being burned at the stake. And so, I don't know if there's a theme going on there, but it's for the kids. But,
I get it.
But yeah, so that will be a beautiful coffee table style book on the Puritans. So aiming at the younger generation. So, and we also, coming soon in translation now, because we're translating it from the Dutch, is an illustrated children's story Bible as well, which shouldn't be far behind that. So we're really wanting to take our usual emphasis, which is the head, heart, hand, experiential, reaching the heart emphasis, and apply this to children, because there are many books out there, even children's books, if you like, that don't really ask those searching questions. It's just the story, you know, but it's the application that matters. And that's where we're trying to get to with all our titles, that experiential application to the heart. This should do something to you. This should impact you. This should impact the way you live. And so we're trying to do that right from the children's books all the way through, and reach people on that level.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's the best way for people to stay current and updated with everything that's coming out through Reformation Heritage Books?
Well, you can visit the website and sign up to our newsletter. Mm-hmm. We do send out probably four catalogs a year and a number of emails. And so heritagebooks.org, you can find all the details there.
And there is a bookstore there too, right? An online store.
Right, an online store. And also we have the store, if anybody's ever in Grand Rapids, we have the store you can actually come and visit and come and look around the seminary and that rare book room that I mentioned as well earlier. There's some treasures in there that you can just come and look at. So yeah, feel free to do that. Well, you'll find us at most of these conferences as well.
Mm-hmm.
So feel free to get in touch, get on our mailing list. And we do send out 1 to 2 emails a week with huge offers. And so it really is worth keeping in touch with us.
Absolutely. You know, I'm subscribed to at least one of those email lists, and it's quite useful. And everything online, heritagebooks.org. And you can check out the corresponding seminary as well, because they're in the same building, separate organizations with the same president, right?
Right, that's right. Dr. Joel Beakey.
But all of this is online. You can find Puritan at prts.edu. Very thankful for everything that's going on here at both organizations. And thank you, David, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Everybody, pick up and read.